Hello, hello, hello. Welcome everybody to my podcast. This is my fourth podcast of my podcast series. And the essential theme for all my podcasts have been talking about doing what you're inspired to do and what you love to do and what your passion is. And I think one of the topics that should be brought up is being free and what freedom means. What is being free? When you were born, your parents decided almost everything for you. What you should eat, what you should wear, how you should think, how you should act. They told you where to go to school. They told you what to read and what to write and what you should be interested in. They organized your day. Not to all parents were as strict as some, of course, but for the most part, you had older people, a generation older than you, telling you what to do. Society has their wants. You have your politics. You have your common popular religion, depending on what culture you're in. You have materialism. You have keeping up with the Joneses, and nowadays it's keeping up with the Kardashians. And then we talk about human problems. Our relationships. And for some reason, we're really good at improving our technology when it comes to our vanity. When it comes to communicating or materialism, our self-image, we're really good. We're constantly pouring in our energy into those things as a society. We really do. The self-gratification, the instant self-gratification, is priority number one, and increasingly becomes priority number one as time goes on. If you go back to the 90s, there was the technology boom, there was the dot-com era, and then the bubble bursted. But our economy did so well because we had the dot-com era, and it just took off. And that tells you right there how we define our success. People define their freedom by what their money can buy. In a society that thrives on social media, on what the latest version of the iPod or iPhone or the Android or what Amazon is doing, we feel like we're coming together when we play these games that are global, such as soccer, the World Cup. And then you look and then you see the problems in the streets and the brutality and the violence that occurs even during those times in different cultures around the world. There's mob flashes and this new wave of groups of people stealing and robbing from stores and convenience places. The crime in the major city where I'm at, they called it Chirac last year because of the amount of homicide rate was so large. Where is the freedom? It's a complex word and it's dynamic. To be free, it's a dynamic thing. It has more than one level. It's multi-level. It has more than one meaning, and it applies to more than one aspect of your life, being free. We have progressed so far with our science in some ways. When it comes to personal instant gratification, we've come extremely far, really fast, and we're clever that way. But yet our cleverness somehow leaves us when it applies to each other and how we resolve these problems that have been around since the dawn of time. The politics and the war, the hate, the judging, the segregation, the stigmatizing. We have made little progress. The advent of technology and the internet has helped connect and link us throughout the entire world. And more people are talking about New Age or spiritual stuff. That's true. And then you see still the problems with different aspects, different places in the world. Conflict, constant conflict. It's not just in the Middle East, but it's at home, my home. It's in the States, the poverty levels, in the judging and the hatred and all that. Because we're not free, most of us are still reliant on the dark aged philosophies and things we were taught, the teachings of old. We're still clinging on to the old ways of how things should be. We are. We have not done enough to help nature, to help the environment, to help reduce our fuel efficiency. We have not, because we think about this second, about our feelings and our thoughts and masking things by instant gratification and power and politics and war. And so then people ask me and say to me, they understand that the old ways and the old thinking and the hypocrisy and some of the different dogmas and ideologies and philosophies are flawed. So they leave the old ways, they leave the old dogmas, the old religions, and then they branch out and they start doing yoga or they start meditating. But then they don't resolve conflicts in their personal relationships. And then they don't calm the constant chatter. And then they don't do what they love to do for their life. They don't live the life they want. They're always in the past. Whether that's where they live, they're there because of what they were told in the past that they should live there. Or they're doing a job that they were told they have to do. Or they are in a relationship that is safe based on the past. or they're so worried about the future that they don't take a risk. So worried about tomorrow that they don't do anything about today to make themselves feel alive. See, living and being alive are two separate things. They're very, very different things, living and being alive. It's easy living. Living is easy. Being alive, that takes some exploring. And being free cannot be taught to you through your parents. It cannot be taught to you through society. It cannot be given to you by the politics and the war. It is, all those things are the opposite. Like, you always hear people say about, and they talk about enlightenment. Or I get a lot of people say they try to meditate and they can't get it. Or that they're somewhere for a long period of time, whether it's a job or it's day to day or throughout the day, and they're stressed and they're just, their actions are very negative, they're agitated, they're aggressive, causing self-harm of their wellness, their physical wellness, their physical health, their emotional health, their mental health. And then they say, I don't know what to do to be free. So I tried to meditate to be free. And I can't get it. And if they do get it, it's self-hypnosis. It's being hypnotized for 10 minutes and then going back to who you used to be. In a state of worry or pain or chattering of the mind or stressed out. And I hear through all different people about the methodologies of how to develop skills and gifts and talents. All kinds of different ways to meditate. There's so many ways to meditate. And this one's better than that one. And this one's better than that one. Of course, my way is better than your way. And this way, this type of meditation will let you do this. No different than any other problem we have. No different than having two different ideologies, two different religions, two different dogmas that conflict. It's no different. Trying to find something that you are passionate with because it'll set you free. Trying to find something that will give you that freedom. Freedom of what? That's what you have to decide first. Your definition of being free. Being truly free is without over worry. It's no fear. It is no anxiety. It is total silence when you're free. Remember your first date or your first kiss on your first date when time stood still? Time stood still. Or you hear in sports when they say that, when the player is shooting the last shot or knocking the baseball out of the park or throwing the touchdown pass. Time slowed down. Time stood still. Or even your wedding night, or a big celebration, or graduation. whatever the victory or the occasion, the celebration, or the moment, it was the opposite, right? The celebration felt like there was no moment. It was completely timeless. It felt like it was never ending and it never began. It felt like a dream. That's total freedom. That feeling. During those times, you didn't think about your bills. You didn't think about what society wanted from you, what your parents were trying to get you to do. You didn't think about judging or segregation or stigmatizing. During all those times, you were completely in the moment, and everything was still. And at that moment, that's when creation occurs. Out of that silence, of that stillness, out of that infinite joy and passion, of all those examples, that's freedom. And when people ask, what should I do for a living? Of course, it depends on who they are. Or they ask, what are you? Are you spiritual? Are you religious? I think all of that is the same answer for me. Spirituality and doing what you want for a living and being who you are every moment of the day, all of it is being free. Being free, completely free. Enlightenment. The word light is in that word, enlightenment. Many philosophies try to strive for the enlightenment. You hear about this light, beams of light, or being of light, or light inside, in so many different texts. Look at all the ancient texts, all the religions. There's this mention of light, enlightenment, no matter what it is, no matter what religion it is. But the thing is about that, is that you have to ignite the light inside of you on your own to be free. And if you can't, it won't come from outside of you. The goal is not to be like the Buddha, it is to be Buddha. Buddha meaning your own light, meaning your own freedom to be on your own. I in no way, shape, or form, on any of my podcasts, in any of the work I do, am telling you that I am the way, or that I know of the way for you. It is completely irrelevant. If someone out there is telling you that their way is the way, run away from them. Because the teacher-student relationship in itself is the opposite of freedom. It's the opposite. Impossible to be free when you're constantly the student and constantly the teacher. You have to, whatever it is that you're finding, and to seek something, whatever it is, and in this particular theme in our podcast here, is doing what you love. In order to seek what you love, you must know it. You must know what you're looking for. It's like losing your house keys. If you woke up one day and said, I'm missing something, I gotta go look for it, and somebody else was in that room hearing you, they would say to you, what did you lose? And you would look at them and say, I don't know, but I gotta find it. And chances are that person's gonna probably laugh at you or walk away and not help you. Impossible to help you if you don't know what it is that you're looking for. If you're seeking something and you don't know what it is that you're seeking, you're probably going to run into the opposite. And in a lot of the ancient texts, they talk about that which cannot be named. And the philosophies of the rishis and the Vedas, they all talk about if you can taste it, if you can feel it, touch it, smell it, it's not real. Meaning, it's not the real you, it's not the real, it's the illusion. Which means it's the opposite of what really matters. So oftentimes we find the opposite of what we want because it's easier. If it's something that you're craving that's so special that it's unknown, don't name it. That means if you're craving something that's so special, it's unknown, and then you find someone who names it, run away from them. Whatever special thing that you're trying to do, it's going to be really hard for other people to understand because you're an expression of this infinite creation. And since you're so unique, it's going to be really hard for someone else to come along and to copy that. And to take it a step further, it's going to be really hard for someone else outside of yourself to understand it completely. Because you are so unique, is a very unique expression of the one thing. I tweeted out not too long ago, maybe a month or two ago, that we're all different colors of the rainbow. Without each color, each unique color, that rainbow doesn't exist. And as they say, you're not only the drop in the ocean, you're the mighty ocean in the drop. So if you're listening to this today, you need to ask, how are you free? And are you free? And do you know what freedom is? Not so literal in such the usual freedom that we want to talk about in our society. Not the usual freedom. Really free. If you listen to the good opinion of others throughout your entire life, is that really your life? Or is it their life that you're living? I'm not saying that you don't need help. Everybody in this world needs each other for help. We came into this world as unique expressions so that we can learn from each other. But there's a difference between getting help and learning from each other and being reliant and being slaves and being zombies. If we weren't zombies as a unit, as a world, there wouldn't be the hatred. There wouldn't be the judging, the stigmatizing that still occurs, the segregation, the politics, and the war. Plural. We wouldn't have it. Be your own light and ask yourself, what are you doing about that? And what are you shining out? If you have found the methodology or the mathematical formula for freedom and success from someone else or a book, you might want to consider throwing it away. And really ask yourself, is that freedom? Why hasn't the world changed if we are free? We've made so many strides in discrimination, and segregation, and judging, and the hate, and the politics. If we have made so much progress, why does it still exist? How truly free are we to express ourselves in any way, shape, or form we want to? They talk about in my related field, if you will, or in a related field on topics such as these, called spirituality and metaphysics, related to, I guess, this topic of being free. They talk about more and more people waking up to a different world of wellness on the spiritual front, and hoping to end the wars and the violence to promote peace and freedom. If you're out there and you still look for the methodologies or the recipe or the gurus, or you're looking at your bank account, or you're looking for the promotion, or you're looking for the next iPhone, you're always looking to the future for success and the freedom that you think is by those means. It cannot be found. Go back to your first date and your first kiss, or that home run you nailed out of the park and you ran around the bases, or your graduation, or your anniversary, or your wedding. Go back to those. Go back to those moments and tell me how that felt. Not the gratification of the accomplishment, but the timeless, the stillness, and that silence. The goal of your existence is not to live every moment on cloud nine. That's not what I'm saying. Life's about balance. And even through whatever it is that you're seeking, you're going to find the good and the bad. Or what you are inspired to do and create. It makes the play more interesting. But you don't have the same feeling of hitting the home run, or your first kiss, or your first date, or your wedding, or your anniversary, or your graduation. You don't have that same feeling that you experienced if you read about it in a textbook, or if someone told you about it in a story, or if someone told you they experienced it and now you should too. Just based off that, you don't get it. A long time ago, I was inspired by this quote. And the quote was, "True knowledge comes from experience." Being free is through experience. It's easier to talk about everything that is not. But when you say, and you're thinking about happiness, whether you're not religious, you're not spiritual, you're an atheist, or you're agnostic, or it's all the same, and it does not matter. Those are just modalities. We're talking about regular mutual activities and experiences that we have here as creative expressions of the one thing, being spiritual or enlightened or content or passionate or balanced. Those are different words of the one thing of freedom. Not in your book, it's not on TV, it's not keeping up with the Kardashians or the Joneses, it's not through the politicians, it's not through the labels, it's not through what society wants, and certainly not going to be found through what your parents told you. And you're not going to find it with the good opinion of others. It's your own inside you. So find that is what you're seeking, but know it. That is freedom. Freedom and being truly alive without the thoughts, without the fears, without past or future, in the moment. Without the exercises of the yoga or of the guided meditation or the mantras or the prayers or the instructions from this authority figure or that authority figure or this athlete or this politician. It's not found out there. And no way, no posture in the world, no exercise in the world, no visualization, no meditation, no textbook, no temple, no church, no guru is going to tell you, is going to be able to give you. Don't even listen to me. I'm not the way. This is a discussion, a mutual interaction, a freedom. Not for me to tell you, or you to obey as guru and student or whatever, authority or teacher or mentor and mentee, counselor and client, and therapist, none of those things. This is a conversation that through the opposites can be exactly what you are looking for. Through everything that it is not, it's exactly what it is. Freedom. And what are you doing to setting everyone free from the corruption, from the destruction, from the segregation, the stigmatizing, the judging, the hating, the politics, the war, the self-righteousness, the materialism, the instant gratifications? It doesn't matter what gift or ability you were born with, or talent or skill, or what, or who you came into from, how you were born and raised, or what culture does not define who you are. And you can fool a lot of people with those things, and you could represent as an authority or as someone of better stature, but that self-expression of all those things that I mentioned is not freedom. It's everyone else's stuff. It's everybody else's ideas, and it's their thoughts. Liberate yourself from all of it to be free. It's not one thing. It's a totality of every aspect of life and being alive. That's all.